Hunter. Oh, my scary Hunter. Why do you look at me with such distrust in your eyes? Because I'm in your room? Now, why is that such a bad thing? Is it against the rules? Oh, it is? My, my. I am quite forgetful, my dear Hunter. I urge you to take your time and thoroughly drill those rules into me. Oh, don't just groan. I enjoy our back and forth. It really entertains me. You just want to head to bed? I suppose you had a long day. Oh, then by all means, sleep. I wanted to do the same. Yes, with you. Why does that require me to be in your room? Well, I thought that we could cozy up with each other. I'm not kidding. It's getting awfully cold outside. And the temperature in here isn't so pleasant. At least not for me. So, what better way to warm up? A very natural way to warm up. Let's share our body heat. Let me in the bed with you. You seem hesitant. Now, why is that, my dear Hunter? Ah, yes, you keep on talking about distrust. But look at it from my point of view. I am a trophy to you, right? Once free. Now I'm your pet and all that. Pure evidence that you beat the foolish fox. So, why not take what is rightfully yours from me? My warmth. What I said sounded dirty? Oh, my Hunter. I can assure you, I have no idea what you're talking about. You really must be tired after all. Listen, just get a rest and let me cuddle with you. We'll keep each other warm. I insist. Let me in the bed with you. I'm sure. No, I know for a fact that you won't regret it. Oh, wait. Is your concern that I'm dirty? Well, I can assure you, I stayed in your bathtub for what was surely an hour, properly cleaning myself, so you have nothing to worry about. Oh yes, an hour or so. The warm water was quite soothing. That's not your concern? Then why are you so hesitant to let me in your bed? You don't want to say? Well, look who's keeping secrets now. And you say I'm the bad one. Oh, my Hunter. Look at you. Let me just pull down your covers. Oh, you didn't like that much now, did you? Why is that? Are you hiding something from me? I can see you blushing. Mighty Hunter, what's wrong? How about this, Hunter? You let me under the covers, or I climb on top of you. What will your choice be? Tick-tock. 3, 2, 1. Well then, I guess I'm climbing on top of you. Much better. Such a nice view. Now I can see that blushing face even more. Tell me, what's wrong with you? What are you hiding? Is there a weapon under there? It seems like there is. Am I blind? According to my calculations, I think I can see quite well. Why do you ask? Do I notice anything? I notice your shoulders. I notice your chest. On the ground? Why, yes. I notice some clothing. Why is that? So you're not wearing anything down there. Okay. And what's the problem? Oh, cute Hunter. If you think that is something that I worry about, you are very much so mistaken. I don't care about that type of stuff. I'm an animal. You're an animal. We're all nude at the end of the day. It is our natural state, and you must embrace it, one way or another. Hunter, it's quite rude of you to keep blushing. You know that, right? Yes. All that body heat, and none for me? Quite rude. I'm over here shivering, and you deny me what I need. You deny yourself, too. What a bad habit. Embrace your desires. There's nothing wrong with that. All you want to do is stay warm, right? As master and pet, we have a common goal, you see. So let me under your covers. You can trust me. I'll put my fluffy tail over you and keep you warm. Mighty Hunter, you're getting even warmer now. Now what is that? Are you embarrassed? About what? Oh. Your predicament? Whatever do you mean? Oh, silly human. If it bothers you that much, how about I join you? I wasn't gonna keep this robe on anyway. See? Now we're both in the same predicament. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Look at me. Dear Hunter, everything is going to be just fine. You have nothing to worry about. I'm not going to harm you. I will keep every part of your body safe. I can assure you, my claws and teeth are for fending off enemies, not for harming you. Not anymore, that is. Doesn't that make you feel a little better? I'm what? Oblivious? To what exactly? Does it truly matter at this point? It is quite late after all. Let's just get some rest together. And worry about that in the morning, whatever that might be. But I do have a question. When I took off my robe, something happened. Maybe you can tell me exactly what that is, if you can. Well, you see, once I did that, something started poking at me. I wonder exactly what that was. Could you please show me what's underneath? I'm